This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. Singer-songwriter Daniel Watkins says he felt somewhat isolated growing up in the small river town of Henry, Illinois. He incorporated some of that into his new self-titled album. Watkins stopped by the GLT studios ahead of his appearance Sunday night at Night Shop in Bloomington to talk with John Norton about the album and how he still lives near his hometown.
I live just north of there in my grandmother's old house in Sparlin. I upgraded to an even smaller...
So you're in rural Henry now.
Yeah.
You're in the suburbs of Henry now. Okay.
Yeah.
Instead of growing up there, what is Henry like today?
You know, you would think there'd be more happening than there is, but there really isn't much going on there. It was kind of a quiet, unassuming town, really.
And you wrote about it on the Dam site, right?
Yes.
Tell you what, Daniel, let me play just a little bit of this song called... By a dam site.
Yeah. River running down through that valley. It's muddy water flows through my veins. Watch the tides crawl all these back walls. Title By a Dam Site actually comes from the town's slogan or motto, I guess. They consider themselves the best small town in Illinois by a dam site.
What spurred this song?
I got my first job in high school by the river, and...
What were you doing?
I worked at a place called The Landings. It was right there at the marina at the old Lock and Dam. That Lock and Dam is the first Lock and Dam that was built on the Illinois River. I pumped gas for boats. Actually, in college, the only place I could get the station in was when I used to listen to the jazz show on GLT.
No kidding.
The only place I could get it was down by the Lock and Dam, so I'd park my car there sometimes. When I graduated high school, I had actually joked. They asked me where I saw myself in 10 years, and I had joked around saying, well, I wanted to live in a van down by the river. And I'm still trying to save up for that van. Okay. I'm almost there. Sunrise, the sunset, rivers rise and crest. I'm gonna lay this burden down and walk away. By a Dam Site is the name of the song. It's from the brand new album by Daniel Watkins, or the most recent one. Is this your debut album? I would say it's my debut album.
Okay, it's a self-titled album. This is so good, Daniel. This is really good.
Thank you.
Well, let's go to the lead track on the album. It's called Danny's Song. Making my way through the valley now. Just gotta make it to dances all night. Green eyed lady playing good to me. She kissed my hand and pulled up my sleeve. Who's Danny?
That is me.
It is you. Oh, I thought maybe you're talking about another guy.
Well,
Do you go by Danny?
I go by whatever people call me most of the time. Where this song came from, actually, I was traveling with a band in an RV, and we were doing a 3 or 4 night run. We were on our way to Wisconsin, and we ran into some trouble getting up there and didn't actually make it. And we were able to book a gig in Princeton, Illinois instead. On the way to the next gig, which happened to be in Dixon, Illinois, I wrote this in the back of the RV as we were going down the road. Like most of my songs, you know, when they stick, and I got a keeper, you know. So I kept playing this one, and I didn't have a title for it. It just ended up being called Danny's Song.
Well, it's a great start to the album. This is fantastic. Yeah,
well, thank you.
This is really cool.
Probably the one song I was really, really stoked about.
Well, let's go to another song called Main and James.
Yes.
I want to play this because I love this song. This is my favorite song on the album. When you finally wake up in the morning, I hear you creeping out of my back door. I listen to the leaves as they crack beneath your feet. Like ivory keys are banging out of tune. This song, the title actually comes from my old house in Henry that was on the corner of
Maine and James. Huh. It's where my daughter spent the first year of her life. I kind of wrote this that summer after she was born, the first two verses anyways. And then when her mom moved out on New Year's Eve, I eventually finished the song, wrote the last verse.
Well, what I like about this song, but all the songs, but especially this one, is the visuals you paint with words. One example in this song, listen as the leaves crack beneath your feet. I think that was someone going out the back door or something.
Yeah.
Too, right? And you didn't say crunch or anything. You said crack. Listen as the leaves crack beneath your feet.
I like to spend a lot of time by myself and really take in things. And I'm not only people watch, but listen. That was probably one of the first things that I wrote for that song. That was probably one of the first lines that I wrote. From there, it kind of just bloomed into what you got. So,
well, let's go into, let me double check, Third Night In?
Yes. Well, this one is it's a pretty spiteful song. I wrote it, I don't know how many years ago it was, but it was kind of a snarky response to someone that really, I guess, broke my heart in a way. When I was pretty young and naive, I was led to believe that I was going to a serious relationship, and that was not the case, obviously. I don't know that I would write that kind of song now, because I think it's kind of mean-spirited in a way, but this is one of the songs I play the most, though, because it's up-tempo, and it's fun to play in bluegrass jams. It's really easy. It's like three chords.
Our guest is Daniel Watkins. We're talking about his self-titled album, Train Run Down, another great song. And again, the imagery that you paint in this song really got me.
You know, when I was 19 or 20, I started staying up on weekends, partying a lot. Eventually, I kind of got sick of it. 5 or 6 in the morning, you're still up drinking, and you know, everybody looks like zombies, and Train Run Down is really just kind of like, well, I'm just going to let this train hit me. And I think to what you're saying about living in a small town, like, it's pretty uneventful. You're kind of left to figure out what you want to entertain yourself with. I can smell the evening on the
You did grow up in a small town, a rural area, and people don't grow up that way as much as they used to. Are they missing anything? Are we missing as a society something about that small town camaraderie? And it sounds like you don't think so.
You know, there is a camaraderie in small towns. But, you know, I always felt kind of isolated or maybe misunderstood by a lot of people in my town.
How so?
You know, and I don't want to be misunderstood here. Everybody is really supportive. You know, I was into different things musically and artistically, and I don't think people understood why I really got it. I just wanted to be anywhere but my small town of Henry. And now I do enjoy it. I like being out there. It's quiet, and I'm energized by being around many different people, but at the same time, I'm also energized by being by myself, away from the noise. I don't know how to answer that question. I'm sorry.
I think you answered it beautifully. Daniel Watkins, it's great to talk to you. This is a fantastic album. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I love this album.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Out of the sky as it lights up my cup, and all those weary faces, they're still looking for more of that stuff they found just the night before, but it's all gone.